This is CliffCentral.com.
Okay, well, that was lively, huh?
Yeah.
I do have to say, there was a nice slew of messages that came in for Mohammed. And what I loved about it is that everybody was talking about the content of what he was saying rather than doing what South Africans so often do when we disagree with somebody and attacking them personally. I think everybody gets the idea that this guy means to make a difference, you know.
I got that sense too. You know, he's a first year student. He's clearly passionate, you know. He's, you know, drafted a whole proposal and everything. So he's taking, you know, time to think.
Were you this
Were you
this at university?
I was useless. I was a complete embarrassment at university. Yes. Completely useless. Well, only in my first year. Because then at the end of first year, my dad said to me, well, if you're going to go there to fail, then you might as well sit your ass at home. And then I went back and I started passing.
Mr. Molloy entered the fray.
Yeah.
He's a serious man.
He doesn't mess around.
No. All right. It's a Wednesday morning. There's lots going on. If you are taking a look at your diary at the moment and you're realizing you've got a really, really busy day, good for you. Lucky for you. It means that you are a productive member of society.
Mm.
You're paying tax.
You're paying your bills.
Making a difference. Good for you. I know sometimes that doesn't feel like a reward.
but, I mean, what do you want?
But you know what someone told me once? The more tax you pay, the better you know you're doing.
Yeah,
it's unfortunately actually the only honest way you can figure out whether you're making a difference. Which is why people are saying, if Donald Trump isn't paying tax, how much of a difference does he make?
Hmm. Hasn't paid tax over the last 18 years.
Let's not go down the Trump avenue. Oh, okay. Is Jane here? Lucas, why don't you ask Jane to come in here quickly? I want to talk to her about a couple of things. Jane, of course, runs the office here for us at Touch Central and Cliff Central. And hey, Jane, come on in. Hello, Mum Jane. Please have a seat. You know that this is your studio. You're in charge here, right? You're in charge. Grab this microphone here. This is a better one. Much better. Mum Jane Malachi. Mm-hmm. Is in charge of all the studios here. She makes sure that everything runs properly. She also makes sure that our guests are looked after. She's like our hostess with the mostest. And we've got a couple of things we need to talk about. First things first, have you found out what that smell is in the Cliff Central pod? Let me explain to anybody who didn't hear us this morning. We went in there on Monday after the weekend. It smells like like something died in there.
Actually, smells like rats. You know, sometimes I just ask myself, you remember we've been chasing a rat from downstairs?
Mm. Yes.
I was thought maybe the rat just ran upstairs into our small room or die on the ceiling. I don't know.
But you were climbing on ladders yesterday. You were digging
actually,
in the floor.
Actually, I feel like I have to climb up there and check what's the problem. But I tried to call Divesh. Mm-hmm. He will come today.
Have you found anything?
Nothing.
But the smell's still there.
The smell is still there, especially this morning.
Is it worse on the ground or in the
ceiling?
You know,
actually, I don't understand. I try to figure out that where the smell come from. Mm. On the ground or on the ceiling, I don't know.
It's a really...
But today, I think maybe it's the last day.
It's a terrible smell.
It's a terrible smell.
So we haven't been able to use that room at all?
We can't, actually.
Because people will throw up. It's disgusting, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But
yes.
Isn't that whole studio
the
being...
The toilet smells better.
The toilet smells much better. You see, the smell is like the rest just died last night. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. But we'll figure out.
Now, speaking of the toilets, you got locked into one of the bathrooms the other day. Do you want to... I mean, this is a very big security concern for us. We're obviously very worried.
I was so traumatized about that.
What happened? Tell us your experience.
You know what? I went to the bathroom. I just do whatever. I finished to do whatever I was doing in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I tried to open the door. When I opened the door was like locked. I tried to pull the door still was locked. I was like, oh my God, what's going on? Somebody tried to lock me. But when I check inside, no, it's just not locked. It was just closed, but can't open.
Let's listen to this. This was an actual recording made at the scene of the crime.
Who recorded me, actually?
What's going on?
I don't know.
A lot of slamming
of
doors.
Is there a key that's
locked? No. No, I didn't lock myself.
Are you hiding?
No, I just came down.
The voices here are Greg, our operations manager here. Rina, who's my partner in Cliff Central. They were both trying to get you out of the toilet.
But they record me.
Yeah. You didn't think this was funny.
I didn't think that was funny, but Runa, maybe she was thought maybe it was funny because she was like, are you hiding? How can I hide in the bathroom while the bathroom smells like everything? People, they put pads and everything that side. I can't hide inside the bathroom.
Or maybe you can squeeze under the door.
Oh. Yeah, she wanted me to try to squeeze under the door. But
right, let's listen to this quickly. It's a very dramatic live action in the bathroom on Friday.
I'll pass you some food. I think you're going to have to spend the weekend in here.
Now, there were some other people who joined in that that came into the room. Who are these people?
Is there usually a key there?
No, there's no key here.
Don't we normally, you can't lock yourself in?
How long were you stuck in there?
Like 3 minutes. Because I tried to bend the door, and luckily Bashida, she was looking for me.
Oh. So Bashida was the one who found you.
Bashida, she's the one who has found me, because she was
you are not Julie Madonsela.
So it's not twisting.
Is that Bashida?
No, it's Lerato.
Oh, Lerato came to help.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like a huge crowd in that bathroom.
You see, that's why I didn't want to scream, because I knew that once I scream, people, they will come.
Yeah.
And people, they will record me. That's why I was just beating the door. I was thought maybe if somebody will come to the bathroom, I will just ask somebody to come and give me a knife to try to open the door.
Listen to this.
Well, Jane, I mean, we will put food.
Ooh, that's what Greg said.
Well, Jane, can you please slide me the paper kiss from under here?
You see, that's Bashida.
It's a crowd of people. There must be 10 people in this
you
bathroom.
See, that's the thing that I didn't want to see, actually.
Sure.
That's,
you just went in to pee.
I just went to pee. And
oh, my God.
When I was supposed to come out, the bathroom was locked. It was like a trauma for me because I was asking myself, what about if it's maybe after 8 or 7?
Imagine if you were stuck in there when there's no one else around.
Yeah.
You see?
Imagine if one of our important guests, like Rina even said, what if Thuli Madonsela was trapped in our bathroom?
Actually, I'm still asking myself, why supposed to be me who's stuck in the bathroom? Because people, they've been using the bathroom the whole day.
Mm.
And now I just go to the bathroom, I just stuck into the bathroom. Why?
Well, maybe it's because if you knew about this, then you would be able to fix the problem so that other guests don't end up being trapped in there, you know? That there could be a message in this.
Oh, in other words, I'm the one who's supposed to stuck there.
Mm-hmm. So that you were aware of it, because you're in charge of looking after guests, right?
But it was a trauma.
So how did you eventually get out?
Greg came with a knife.
Oh, wow. he cut you out of the bathroom?
No, he came with the knife and he went me to... He tried to open from outside. I say, you can't open from that side because I can see the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, can I give you the knife? You can open. I say, give me the knife. I just want to be out of this bathroom.
Right.
He gave you the knife.
He gave me the knife. And Bashida, she was like, oh, please just give me the key. I just want the key.
Bashida, can we just get Bashida quickly? I need to have her expert testimony here so we can figure out what actually happened. Bashida, from your point of view, how dangerous was this situation?
It was really dangerous, eh?
Yes.
She was seriously stuck in there. Because I'm like, I'm looking for her everywhere. So I'm just like, let me just check the bathroom just in case. And there she is. And she's standing. I'm like, Sis Jane, come out of the bathroom. I need the pantry key. And she goes, no, I'm stuck.
Now, Bashida, did you have to keep her calm? Was she getting hysterical?
Actually, she wasn't. She was just saying, like, just get me out of here. She was so, like, she was calm until everybody came in. That's when she got a little emotional because everyone started coming in. I'm like, are you stuck?
Jane, to be clear, you weren't hiding.
How can I hide when I was bending the door? I was bending the door. Like, Bashida, when she came, I was like, please.
You weren't hiding. You weren't trying to avoid anybody.
No.
No? There weren't any guests here who were annoying you that you wanted to get away from. No?
No.
All right. Were there other people in that bathroom when you got locked in? Or did you have to wait for them to find you?
I was bending the door, actually. When Bashida came, I was like bending the door. She was like, Sis Jane, are you there? I was like, yeah, it's me. Bashida, please, can you help me to get out of here?
Were you at any stage afraid that you might have to spend the entire weekend?
That's
in the
thing, because I tried to pull the thing and the door was not open, I was like, oh my God. In other words, I have to stand mm-hmm. into the seat.
On the toilet seat?
On the toilet seat.
So that you could see over the door?
So I can see.
Did you try to climb over the toilet?
I can't because upstairs here is not even downstairs, girl.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So you couldn't, there was no way to get over the top.
I was like, if it was downstairs, I will try to get out of the window. I will try to open the window. But I tried to open the window.
You were in the cubicle closest to the window?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's a two-story drop if you try to jump from there.
Because I tried to open the window and check if I can see people from downstairs. I was thought maybe I can see Dora taking the picture from downstairs, but she was no one.
Had you already flushed the toilet at this point? Or was that still?
I was already flushed the toilet. I was about to get out of the bathroom, actually. But when I tried to pull the door was like, you can't open.
Wouldn't work. Well, this is very dramatic. Have we managed to solve the problem now?
I managed to solve the problem, me, because I'm the one who opened myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because Greg couldn't open the door. He gave me the knife.
But I mean, if in future this happens, do we know what to do?
Well, somebody just needs to slide the knife underneath and then you need to hope that you've got the same skills as us.
So what about if you don't have experience? You know what? I have got the experience of breaking doors because I've been staying in Lakshin, you see.
In the Lakshin, you have to break doors sometimes.
Sometimes if I lost my key, I have to break the door to get
in. So how do you do that? You kick?
I didn't. Greg told me to kick the door. I say I can't kick the door because I'm inside.
Oh, and it opens to the inside.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You see.
So you wouldn't have been able to kick it off the hinges.
I say, just give me the screwdriver. He say, I don't know where's the screwdriver. I was like, Greg, don't do that to me. And he was like, oh, there's the knife. Can you try to open? I was like, just give me the knife. I'll open the door.
Are we sure that other people won't get trapped in the same way?
No, because I tried to call Gift yesterday to fix the door.
Gift comes in with his tools and...
He will come today to fix the door.
Oh, you mean it's not fixed yet?
It's not fixed yet.
Oh.
But we took out the thing that locked
the door. Can you go and check if anyone's locked in there right now?
No. You know, even yesterday I was scared to go to the bathroom the whole day. I was like, to use other one because still having the locked thing. I was like, you know what? I don't want to lock myself in this bathroom.
It's the post-traumatic stress that she's still suffering from.
Even yesterday, you know what? I just sit in the bathroom. I didn't even like close the door. I was like,
all right. I want you to do something for me. You're going to go with Lucas to the bathroom now. You're going to show him how you get out of a toilet if you're locked in there. And he's going to film it. We're going to put it up on YouTube so that other people don't end up in the same situation.
Okay.
It's a public service thing.
It's a public
service. Right. There we go. Thank you very much, Jane. I'm sorry you had this trauma. You have enough to deal with in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Now you luckily escaped from the bathroom. Thank God, right?
Thank God, I'm still alive.
There we go. Oh, I'm very relieved.
No, me too.
Oh, Mabali, this place is so dramatic.
You know, it's a useful skill, knowing how to break out of, you know, how to manipulate it. Dude, I have been. Hey,
it's happened to you a couple of times.
I got locked in my own bedroom because the door handle broke after the key got jammed. And I had to make my way out of there.
Oh, wow. That's pretty scary. And you were all on your own?
Yes.
How did you get out?
Well, what you try to do is you try to remove, you know, the door handle part, the part that covers the... So if you have a screwdriver, you
covers
would unscrew...
the lock plate.
Yeah, you would unscrew all of that,
right.
Remove it, and then try and manipulate the... It's not called the latch. What is that thing that...
It's like that bar.
Yes, you
handle.
Try and manipulate and twist that so that it can open.
Well, it must be terrifying. If you're a woman on your own and you get locked in a bathroom and there's no one around to help you. I mean, you know, if you're a guy with brute force, you can just kick the door down. Sure. Well, there we go. Days of our lives. It's very dramatic here at Touch Central and CliffCentral.com. And we'll obviously keep you updated on Toiletgate, the new saga.
Ooh.
Oh, this is every day you look, there's something new.
Do you want to be the next First Lady of the Touchdown?
Touch Central is looking for the First Lady of the Touchdown. Simply download the Touch Central app. Send us a message through the Touch Central app.
And listen in
every day between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday from the 4th of October till the 4th of November 2016. For more T's and C's, go to the Touch Central website.
TouchCentral.fm.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All right. Where I love it. The weekend. There should be a rule against calling yourself The Weeknd when it's Wednesday. Like, that band should be called The Week during the week, and on weekends they can call themselves The Weeknd.
So they should have a separate name for Monday to Thursday, and then on Friday they can call themselves The Weeknd.
It's a tease otherwise, right? It's unfair. It makes all of us think of the weekend, and it's now Wednesday, so we get two whole days until the weekend, including today, three.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. The big news of the day, in case you've just joined us, is that yesterday Sean Abrahams decided to bring those charges against Pravin Gordhan.
Fraud charges.
Which has sent the banking shares into disarray. It's sent the rand dropping to 4% lower than it was the day, just a couple of hours before. People are very worried about this, but what can you do? In fact, I asked on Twitter earlier, what can we legally do? I'm gonna answer these calls because I think Lucas is busy trying to sort out stuff with Jane. But let me just quickly get a call up here. Somebody's trying to get through to us. Good morning. You're on touchcentral.fm and cliffcentral.com. Hello?
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
K2's manager.
Who?
K2's manager.
Oh, hey. Are you guys still coming in?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
it's
good.
Just that the traffic is so bad, but he's coming.
All right, we're pass the phone to K2 quickly. Let me speak to him.
We're not at the same place.
Oh, okay. So you're calling from somewhere else. What's your name?
My name is Kiboni.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for letting us know.
All right. But he's coming.
All right, honey. We'll hang on. Don't worry.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
There we go. It's a public service announcement from K2's manager.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good to check on these things.
Yeah, no, sure. Communication is key, people.
I was wondering where he was. Okay, here's an email that I wanted to get to from Ngobile. Mabs, this is important. Ngobile says, this is ludicrous. People being outraged about what I'm about to say can eat my tiny black and then ...
Tiny, okay.
Mm. Why are we so obsessed with being politically correct? What Donald Trump said is what men say all the time. You know what he's talking about here? This comment by Donald Trump.
Grab him by the pussy.
Yep.
So, here's what Ngobile says about this. What Trump said is what men say all the time. The difference is the words we use, the vocabulary used by Trump is super vulgar, hence it appears offensive. But let's deconstruct it and reconstruct the conversation in more Shakespearean language.
Oh.
Bet you, bet you people would not be upset, as upset, but guess what? The sentiment is still the same. If I say, I will kill you, you piece of shit, is that somehow better than saying, God has given me the gift of life and taking it, I shall take it, that if the Lord with thy poor soul is lost in the way, come back to the light or face the wrath of the Lord? Doesn't that sound like a much nicer way of saying, I'm going to kill you?
Okay.
Point is that the latter, that whole thing about the Lord, is more acceptable. The former is offensive. But guess what? They're both full of hate and they both want to kill you. Mm. The age-old thing of when an ugly man hits on an old lady, she's disgusted. But if a Brad Pitt lookalike did the same thing, she would smile and consider it a compliment.
Sure, sure. I mean, she would relish in that moment of being hit on by an attractive man.
Let's all stop this right here, right now, says Ngobile. Build a bridge. Get over yourselves. Women, I believe, are worse if you happen to eavesdrop on a group of women gossiping. Goodness me, Trump and every man out there are like ants compared to an elephant. Let's all get off our pedestal and get over this. As for you, Gareth and Ben, I'm very disappointed with your man-shaming, as if you haven't found yourself enjoying these conversations with other guys that talk smack. So what if they talk nonsense? Most of the guys won't do any of what they say, and you know this. Too often, I chilled with men that talk just like Donald Trump, and all I say is, there she is. Go and hit on her. Guess what happens? They crumble and they make excuses. So, what they feel comfortable enough to talk about their fellow men and what they think, the ones who are really the ones we should worry about are the silent, polite men. They are the ones who might actually act on this. From my experience, those men are the politically correct ones. They're full of chivalry and never want to offend the ladies. But I'm more scared of those men when the loudmouth douches come along with their comments, because they're less dangerous.
Sure.
So there's a very interesting point of view from Ngobile on what Donald Trump said the other day.
I'm just glad that we can add man shaming onto, the list of phrases that we come up with.
Things
there's mansplaining, right. Now there's man shaming, which you and Ben are apparently guilty of.
I'm guilty of man shaming. Who would have guessed?
you've also been accused of being guilty of mansplaining, so it's hard to keep up with all of this.
What's mansplaining again? Can you help me understand that?
Oh, gosh.
We need a feminist to explain mansplaining to us because they invented the term.
Mansplaining, as far as I understand, is when you try and justify deplorable actions from a point of view, from the point of view of being a privileged man, because, you know, historically men have a lot more privileges than women do.
So it's an opinion from a man.
It's a point of view. Yes.
Okay.
That's how I understand the definition of mansplaining. I could be wrong.
And it is pejorative to say someone is mansplaining. So, for example, if I'm talking to you about, I don't know, something objective like the color of the sky, and I say, well, it's definitely blue, that's not mansplaining.
No.
When I talk about something that's a women's issue.
Yes, the conversation has to be around the gender roles.
Do you know who might be able to help us understand this?
Mm-mm.
Andrew Levy. Levy, please come here. I just need to talk to you for a second. I have a feeling he knows what mansplaining is.
Andrew has just come back from New York, as far as I understand.
Oh, very nice.
I think.
What were you doing? Are you campaigning for Trump?
I was, yeah. You know me and Trump. We're best friends. Yeah. How you doing, guys?
I'm good. How are you, bro? Hey.
I'm awesome, man.
You're looking nice and relaxed.
I'm feeling nice.
What do you think of the news first before we get into mansplaining? What all the stuff with Praveen and the president, and what's your take on this?
Well, I think South Africa is going to learn a new Latin word, which is cool. You know, we had dolus eventualis earlier, and now we've got prima facie. Prima facie. It sounds like something from like The Lion King. Prima facie.
I prefer when they say prima facie.
Prima facie. Prima facie.
I've heard it being pronounced that way before, and I prefer that one.
Hold on, Andrew. Don't go too black on us yet.
Sorry.
So you ease into the blackness.
Sorry. I'm back.
You're talking about the fact that there is prima facie, or on the face of it, evidence that Praveen might be in trouble, or are you talking about the lack thereof?
Well, I suppose that's what we need to find out, right? I think there is definitely some interesting discussions here around this Ivan Pillay and him having to pay a certain amount. I think it was one point something million for early retirement.
Yeah, he got paid out.
You know, there might be a moment in South Africa where we have to actually own up to that and be like, sure, but maybe he did do something wrong. However, does that justify what Zuma's doing right now? And his 736 counts of corruption that he is just not even thinking about.
Yeah.
And the fact that he wants a FISMUS for task team that has no people of treasury in it when this is clearly a financial issue. I mean, guys,
listen,
come on.
I wonder how many of us could be as squeaky clean as Praveen Gordhan is. If the only thing you can find in all of his years in SARS and in the treasury is one payment to Ivan Pillay for what is essentially like it might have been an overpayment of a pension. Effectively, if that's the only thing you can find, he's squeakier clean than me. I can promise you that.
So,
and you
isn't this interesting though, like Gareth? Because I and Mbali, I think this is super interesting for me, because I'm like, we're trying to justify something that's wrong, right?
Yeah, sure.
We're like,
because we've taken a position.
Because we love Praveen. He keeps us afloat in South Africa at the moment. He is the only thing that is keeping us afloat, and you're seeing it. The rand's gone down again this morning, and we justify any issue that he has, and it's just fascinating that we do that. And I'm totally with you, Gareth.
Like Jimmy,
I'm the exact same.
It's like Jimmy Manu will say, the president's always right, even when he's demonstrably wrong.
100%.
So we take a position first, and then we find the facts that we need to justify
that position. Yeah. Exactly.
I think it's also our strong dislike for the president then overshadows or clouds every other thing.
Yeah. Relativity is so important, right? It's like, you killed someone, but you killed three people, so we hate you more, you know?
And don't you love it that the whole capitalist community in South Africa, the whole business community, are so behind a member of the SACP and essentially a guy who has an intention to be...
Big business has never been so communist ever in his life before,
It's such contradictions.
But here's an interesting point. If Praveen goes, and it looks like he will go, he will be fired, isn't there an interesting moment in South Africa where the fees must fall the students if they start congregating and building, as you've seen en masse, and move towards the union buildings and start really pushing their frustrations to where it should be, which is government in this case, and big business comes out and says, hey, this Pravin thing is killing us and we're going to start mobilizing as well, and you get big business and students coming together at the union buildings and saying, we're not going to leave until that man is removed. Sure. This could be a really big turning point and a positive
turning
point.
Like Ceausescu in Romania.
I don't know that, but yes.
Okay. I don't know it either, don't worry.
I was going to say, Gareth, and agree with you, but I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
It's like a people's revolution.
Yeah.
All right, listen, what is mansplaining? Mabale explained it pretty well to me, but did she get anything wrong? Is there a better definition that you can help us with?
No, I think it's absolutely 100% right.
So it's when guys like you and I talk about women's issues, but we're not really in a position to...
We don't have the lived experience, right? Okay. So if we spoke about periods, for example, and be like, oh, just, my belly, just like
suck
toughen up, you know? Meanwhile, we don't know what it's like to have the headache, the stomach ache, and have like an egg fall out of you, you know?
Does it need
it's
a new...
I mean, it's the truth. Everyone's it's the truth,
you know,
right?
Andrew, while we're on this path, it's not so much the egg, it's the uterine wall that is literally being ripped off.
Well, there you go. Mansplaining.
That's where the actual pain comes from.
So there's an interesting thing about...
I just got a direction.
There's an interesting thing about this Donald Trump thing, which is, you know, he keeps on going back. What's his great phrase? That was locker room talk.
Tremendously, it's all locker room talking.
You know, as I said, that was locker room talk. Okay. And, you know.
Can I ask you something? Because Nobile just told me I'm man-shaming by what I said. And I stand by this. I may have said a lot of things that are off color about women that I'm interested in terms of, oh, wow, yeah, she's beautiful. I definitely do her. That kind of thing, right?
Mm.
Which I'm not proud of. But I've never, like, Donald Trump was admitting to essentially sexual assault. Like, he says he starts kissing a woman before
she
doesn't want to kiss him.
He doesn't bother with what she wants. In that moment, it's all about what he wants.
Now, there I know for sure. I've never crossed that line.
But isn't that interesting because...
And I know lots of men who haven't. So I don't think that it's fair for all of us to be pulled under that tar brush, you know?
So here I'm going to bring it together a little bit. Isn't it interesting because it feels similar to the whole Pravin and Zuma thing, right? We're on a spectrum here, Gareth. I mean, the one thing about Donald Trump, which made me think about a little bit, is I've definitely been in those situations, and it's sad to say, where I'm like, geez, that chick's hot. I'd love to, you know, whatever her, okay?
Bang her like a swing door in a hurricane.
No comment. But yes, so, you know, those comments, and they just
my
fly.
My ass is
you know?
Whoa the fuck out.
This one again. I mean, really?
Can I taste your juice?
No,
oh my
you
gosh.
Cannot.
So, you know, you've all said those things. We've all, or let me not say we.
Yeah.
I have said those things. I went to an all boys school. It was just synonymous to the locker rooms and the change rooms and the school rooms and every place you could be. And I think this moment has really made me think about it and go, shit, like, yes, I didn't say I wanted to take her pussy and do whatever.
Grab her by the pussy.
But like, definitely I've said some things that are completely offsides that I've thought is okay. And that's the thing. I've thought they were okay. But actually, on second thought, I'm like, I'm totally...
You know, you're fun to talk to, by the way. No, I forgot how much fun it is to talk to you.
Oh,
so what are you and Rory Sung doing on your show today?
Well, Rory Sung has left me because I left him. Yeah. So we swapped positions. He went to New York apparently to go and chill with the World Bank. I don't know.
Jeez. He's a heavy hitter.
So yes. I'm solo today, but I'm speaking to Dion Chang from Flux Trends. He's that trends analyst. He wrote that really interesting article about the future of tertiary education and this idea of a piece of paper meaning so much to so many. And actually, should we be placing so much importance on tertiary education from a WITS, a UCT, and so on? And should we actually be looking at different types of things?
That's very interesting, very relevant to what's going on today.
Mm. Well, we saw KPMG, Ernst & Young, literally yesterday in the UK said that they are no longer looking at university degrees as part of their application process to their grad programs.
Wow.
So this world is changing. I mean, I don't know if you've ever taken an online course before, Gareth or Mabali, but it's super interesting, it's super different, and I think that's where we need to look at, man.
Donald Trump's mom is on the line. She wants to speak to you. Do you want to speak? speak to her quickly?
Sure, sure.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm so good.
Are you stroking your cock?
I'm sorry. Mrs. Trump, please. This is completely inappropriate. You want to speak to Andrew?
How are you?
Do I answer? Like, I mean,
of course. She wants to.
What is, do you call him Mrs. Trump?
How are you?
Or Mrs. Drumpf?
Like she's asking you how you are.
I'm fine. I'm great. I'm brilliant. How are you?
I'm wearing a negligee.
Oh, didn't let me to know.
Is this? I don't know how to answer these things. Yeah. I get embarrassed. You
very
see, this
awkward.
Is the thing, right?
Yeah.
What size penis do you have?
Oh, huge, huge.
Oh, really?
Huge. Yeah. Massive.
Are you thick like a can of soup?
They're telling me to prove it outside here in the studio. I don't know what this is about. You see,
I'm massaging my breasts. Am I making you hot?
Totally. All totally.
Right. Well, there we go. Sure. I'm sorry, Mrs. Trump. We're out of time. But
Mrs. Drumpf.
Mrs. Drumpf.
Right.
Mrs. Drumpf hitting on Andrew Levy. Unbelievable. Even the mother is out of control. It's
the
not just
the
son. The
man never ceases to amaze
it
me.
Runs Mrs.
Trumpf.
In the family.
Wow. All right. Thank you very much, Levy. Andrew Levy, don't miss their excellent show, which you can hear every single Wednesday on cliffcentral.com live. And I would encourage you to listen to all of the shows at some point. Get yourself familiar with some of the best content you will find online. Podcasts are available 24/7, 365. You can listen anytime you like. And don't forget, live on touchcentral.fm today, Arian Cat. Well, it's all Cat on her own today. She's handling it. In fact, it's Cat and Cat.
Ha ha, Cat Squared.
Cat Squared today. Cat the producer, Katleho Mwaduba. The presenter, and they will be handling the show beautifully today. Ari, of course, is on a Jewish holiday today. Today's Yom Kippur, the most holy day of the year.
Flex explained it yesterday, huh?
Yep, it's the Day of Atonement. And I asked somebody, a Jewish friend of mine, why are the Jews doing atonement? Surely the rest of us should be atonement for what doing atonement for what we did to the Jews.
Who's the rest of us?
Well, the world.
The whole
There's
world.
Been a lot of persecution.
Some of us didn't do anything to the Jewish people, eh?
All right, you can, you know what, your excuse. The rest of us have got some atoning to do. Anyway, so that's what's happening after this. And then from 11 o'clock, it's Lerato Chabalala. Yesterday, we had Dineo Ranaka standing in capably for her. O'Neill on a little bit after that. And T-Boat Touch looking after you between 3 and 6 today. Plus, because it's a Wednesday, we've got DJ Capital on straight after Tiba Touch. Busy day. Lots of things for you to choose from. Sure. Busy morning today. Wow. We've covered a lot of ground.
Yes, we did. I mean, we went from very serious issues regarding the finance minister and our president with his state capture case to, you know, people in the office being locked in bathrooms. It's
right.
It's been a very diverse show.
Ki Wodumo says, toilet talk. What a lovely way to wake up. When we were talking to Jane about being locked in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Anyway, it is a holiday in Senegal today, so I won't let you people... I will be listening to you, is what Ki Wodumo says, out of Senegal.
Nice.
So we've got people listening to us from all over the world. Hey, Lucas, how's the production role going for you? Are you having fun?
Yeah, I'm having fun, but it's quite different, hey. A lot of buttons to push here, and the telephone's quite weird, hey. I've never seen a phone like this before.
It's got my favorite button is drop all. You see that button there? You
can
you drop all the calls at once.
So that's when you just want to cut people off.
Don't you wish you had a button like that in real life?
Yes.
Imagine
yes.
you had a button in real life where you just drop everybody else out of your space.
Yeah.
Let's say you're having a conversation with some annoying people and you just in your head press drop all.
And then they shut up.
Right. By the way, I've been watching a new show. Casper De Vries is the one who put me onto this. He was raving about this show last week and I watched the first two episodes last night. I was hooked straight away. It's called Westworld.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new show on HBO. The premise is that there's this big theme park that really rich people get dressed up and go in costume into this Western theme park. So it's like a Midwest, well, like a Wild West town in the 1800s. And people from now go into this theme park, which is being run by this massive corporation. They make like robot people who behave like real people, but they're computer programs. And you go in and you can shoot them, you can have sex with them, you can do whatever you want with them. It's this weird, like, parallel universe sort of situation, which is, it's a real mind-bending show.
It sounds mind-bending.
So you would
sounds
go
like
in.
There's a lot happening.
Right, you would go in, Mubs, and you would go up to the bar in this saloon. Mm. And now you're dressed up in Western costume because now you have to fit in with the theme park, right?
But I am from the future.
Yeah, but you pretend that you fit in because you're living a fantasy.
Okay.
It's a theme park. So you go there because you now want to, you want to be a cowgirl or whatever. And you've got a gun and you're wearing a big titty dress. Mm. And you're walking around and you get to interact with all these robots. But you can't tell the difference between the robots and the people. Because the robots have been programmed to behave exactly like people. So for the robot, they do the same thing every day for the new visitors that come in to the theme park. So there's a pretty little girl who drops a can and the can rolls and then she falls in love with the guy who's visiting the theme park.
Okay.
And then eventually, I mean, she gets killed. It's just, and then she wakes up the next morning and she does it again because she's a robot.
But well,
with a new kind of delivery of visitors to the park.
So it's just a favorite pastime for these rich people. Because what is the point of all of that? What is the point of going into this Western world? And
it's fantasy and escapism. So imagine, you know, virtual reality, but in actual tactile 3D with real creatures. Like you could touch these robots. They look like and feel like and behave like actual people. But you can shoot them and then, you know, you don't get accused of murder.
Sheesh.
And you can have sex with the prostitutes, or you can drink yourself into a stupor and, like, shoot holes in the roof. Whatever you want to do.
And then how long do you stay there?
Well, I suppose you could book a package tour or you could go in for the day. I don't know the price list in front of
that's
me.
That's very...
But it's a fascinating show. Because this could be something that we actually end up doing, you know?
What?
Well, think about it. We're working on artificial intelligence. Now imagine you could build a human who looks and sounds and feels and smells like an actual human, and they bleed when you shoot them and all that kind of thing, but they're not a human. They're an artificial creation, and you're living in a fantasy realm that you pay to escape to, and then you leave and go back to your normal life.
Okay, so then which fantasy realm would you want to go
visit? I wouldn't want the Wild West. That's the part I don't get.
I don't, you know, people didn't have showers back then. No. It's just weird.
What kind of fantasy world would you want to go into? And by the way, the show's got an incredible cast. Like, they've got Anthony Hopkins in it, a movie actor, an Oscar award-winning actor. That's how big these TV shows are getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, where would you go if you could? Would you go into Jurassic Park? That'd be fun.
If you die in this fantasy world, then you're dead.
No, they can't.
Because you're not a robot.
Yeah, you're a real human. They can't actually hurt you. Like, they've got guns that don't do you any damage. And they've got, like, it feels real, but it doesn't hurt you.
So there are no threats to your life once you are in the fantasy world. So if you get shot at, if you get chased after by the dinosaurs in Jurassic World.
I'm not sure about that, because there's one character who, like, he keeps being shot, but he's, like, fine the whole time. Nothing happens to him. He's, like, always okay. So I don't know what the story is there. I'm still trying to figure it out. But it's a fascinating concept, the idea of, like, a theme park that exists purely for your entertainment and escapism.
Hmm.
With these fake kind of robots in them that behave like real people. Come in here. Let's get K2 in here. The guy comes in. I've got like 15 minutes left of my show. Hey, where have you been, man? Come sit your ass down over here. Yeah, I know I'm going to kill you. Where have you been, dude?
Stuck in traffic, bro. Where is my
I just got a message here from Pumela. She says, where the fuck is K2? Right?
Our language is so bad.
You don't need headphones.
Yeah,
don't
worry.
Just
okay, cool.
How nice to see you, dude. Yeah.
Nice to see you too, man. It's been
a while. You owe me now, because this is going to be the shortest interview in the history of radio.
Oh, for real? Okay, cool. What do I owe you?
You owe me another appearance. You got to come in here one morning and we got to catch up properly.
Okay, when do you want me to come?
Last time I saw you, mm-hmm. you were in here. You were still with Blue.
Yeah.
You guys were very deeply in love.
Yeah.
Now you've released an album. Does this have anything to do with her? The fact that it's called What a relief.
Is that what you wanted to ask? I got
a lot of things to ask you, but we've got such limited time.
I had titled the EP way before we broke up, so that was a really
promise.
No, I promise. She knows that already.
So what were you relieved about?
Relieved about the fact that I'm finally here. You know, I don't have to like ask my mom for pocket money anymore.
I remember when you were on with us, you opened up about all kinds of things, yeah. Drugs, and you told us the stories of prison and the life that you led while you were in Cape Town and all this kind of thing.
Yeah,
and you were so open and honest about things, and I just loved that about you, which is why we also wanted to catch up again.
Okay,
you could plug your album as well. But I really wanted to see you again. You've also become. You're still on Kaya, right?
No.
What happened there?
No. I was never on there.
I thought they said you were a DJ.
No, I'm a rapper, Gareth. You know that. I opened up to you. I would have told you the last time.
Someone said to me you had some kind of a job in radio. Are they talking nonsense?
No, yeah, they are. I think there's a guy with the same name and surname as me that works there. I know there was some sort of confusion.
Maybe someone gave me that info.
You must take that guy on. How dare you take him?
Yeah, maybe he's just taking on my alias.
You know, identity theft is a real thing.
It's a real thing, it's a right? Problem. Yeah, okay. I need to go like check there by Home Affairs.
Let's go back in time and let's remind you of when you and Blue came in here last time, just so that everybody can get a feel for this. Don't get too uncomfortable in your seat.
Big Brother Mzansi Double Trouble, basically one of you had to bring in someone else. Uh-huh. That was how it worked in the show. So who was the one who was actually selected as the contestant?
We actually auditioned as
together.
Individually. No. We met on stage, and he picked me.
Oh my God!
There was two parts. So there was like 20 people.
Yeah.
10 girls and 10 guys.
Right.
And there was 5 pairs that already auditioned together, and then there was 5 guys and 5 girls who came in on the Monday, and we had to randomly select the partner.
It's so awkward.
So yeah, I got stuck.
Don't be awkward. She's not a bad catch there.
Yeah, not a bad catch at all.
And you two are together?
Yes, we are together.
So you see, it led to good things.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
It wasn't a plan, but yeah.
Listen to how in love you were. It's amazing how much changes, huh?
That's life for you, though.
1 year. Huh?
That's life. I mean, you're still young.
Yeah, so, I am still young, you know. Obviously, we can't tell what the future is like, you know. We can't tell if we might get back together or we'll not get
back
together.
What's the relationship like now? You're obviously not together, but you get along?
We can talk. We can talk like grown folks.
I mean, I have, like if I think about my exes, I don't think any of them hate me.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not always thrilled to see them. You know what I mean? Is that what you're saying? Because I mean, that's how I feel. I see some of my exes, and I'm like, oh.
I'm not a type of person that holds grudges. Blue's not my only ex, and I get along with all my exes. So yeah, I'm.
You
cool
seeing anyone else at the moment?
No.
Single, huh?
Yeah.
I heard
very much single, very much ready to mingle.
Look at
what
you,
up, ladies.
I heard.
Don't hit on my bunny, right? She'll give you bad.
I'm too old for K2. I heard that after the breakup, there was a bit of like backlash towards Blue on social media. Is that true? Like people were not attacking her, but they were like,
you see, you
going
got a,
in
right. You've got a huge following,
breakup,
right? And you've got a very passionate, loyal following. Yeah. I mean, so does Blue, but when these things happen, it's like Brad and Angelina.
They pick sides.
Yeah. People take sides.
Yeah, which I understand. I mean, look, like you say, there's a lot of passionate people. Some people also can't, like, they don't want to accept that the relationship is over even now. I mean, we haven't been together for like 4 months, and then she released the statement as well, you know. Yeah. But I understand where they're coming from, but it's like they have no one to blame. I mean, these things happen, you know, like apparently Brad and Angelina also splitting up, you know, right?
Well, that's it.
I mean, come on, these things happen, bro. So, I do know that she got some backlash, and it did upset her, but I spoke to her about it. And
are you happy? Career's going well?
Yeah, it's where I want to be. You know, I finally released my EP, which is such a relief. That's right. It's
congrats,
what
man.
A relief.
Yeah, I was listening. I had to buy on. I had to actually go on and buy. I haven't done this in ages. Music on iTunes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah. You like it?
I do. I like it very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. And by the way, if you want to go on there, you just have to look up K2 on iTunes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's also on Google Play. It's on Deezer. It's actually on all online platforms.
I thought it was only on iTunes. But there we go. You can get the whole album.
Yeah, yeah.
What a Relief.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a 13-track EP, extended project. So, yeah.
Doing a lot of performances?
I'm gigging. I'm not gigging as much, but I am still gigging. I'm doing a big one on the 29th of this month as well in Ekurhuleni.
Nice.
Summer Splash. So that is a big one.
It's a good time to be in rap.
Yeah, yeah, no, like the game is it's such a brilliant place right now, especially in South Africa. I mean, we got people raising the bar, we got people flying the flag high for us, we got people dropping verses on Sway, you know, we got young up and comers, we got collaborations with the biggest
Are you working
African
with
artists.
Any of these big heavy hitters? Like, there are a couple of people at the top of the rap game in South Africa. I mean, I don't think that you're not there.
Yeah.
You know, there's a pecking order. How do you think that works?
Well, as for my first project, I put a lot of effort into it myself. I did get a bit of help from like Big Star, but I got a super producer as well who's worked with all these big artists, who's worked with Ice Prince, who's worked with Your Wiz, who's worked with your AKAs and my E's and whatnot. His name is Mr. Camara.
Right.
So he did like 80% of my project. So that's really where my quality lies with my producer.
Tell me quickly, when you're producing an album.
Yeah.
I don't think most of us know how it works. It costs a lot of money to make an album,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it really does.
You have to pay that.
Yeah, yeah, that's part of the cost, especially when you're an independent artist. You have to put your stuff together yourself. You know, you need to get your production, you need to get your beats, you need to record it, you need to be in studio, right. You need to mix it, you need to release it, package it, and yeah, man.
How long did you work on the album for?
I think I did the songs in about 3 months, but there was a whole lot of songs, you know, a lot of songs that didn't make it. And then, yeah, I just had to package it and then drop it, you know. But like I said, it took a little longer because I was doing it all by myself.
I remember we talked about like the whole, almost a parallel between your life and Jay-Z's in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he started off selling drugs. You remember? I mean, he's very open about that. And
yeah,
the guy
sure.
is now a mogul. He's a business mogul.
Mm.
And I don't think when anyone sees Jay-Z now, they think, oh, drug dealer.
No.
It's part of his story, but he's a successful businessman.
Yeah.
Is that where you want to be? He's a lot older than you, obviously.
Yeah, of course. You know, I know I'm young, so I do give myself time, you know.
Sure.
I do have a limit. I know by 35, I know where I want to be. And I think it's normal for people who make it, like, abnormally or extraordinarily, they come from places where no one thought they'd make it, you know. Like, I mean, a lot of people used to think that I was not going anywhere, especially back in high school. When
don't
I used to get suspended for my drug use and
don't you love when you meet those people and you've done well?
A lot of them try to ignore me, but I know they see me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But look, I'm very proud of myself.
You should be.
I'm very, very proud of myself. I feel like this year has been great, awesome. I got myself my own place. I got my own car.
Nice.
You know? So I'm just looking forward to the next year. I got to release my EP. You know, I got to meet some important people. I get to sit here with Gareth Cliff, you know?
Dude, I really am. I mean this. There are very few people I like to have as repeat guests because a lot of the time, you know, you meet someone, you get their story, and then that's the end of it.
Yeah.
With you, I'm really upset that we don't have as much time, so we got to make it happen again.
Let's do it again.
I got things to ask you. You are obviously in a position now where you can choose any number of women to go home with you.
Yeah.
Even more than one at a night.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you had any really interesting experience? Just to tease us a little bit for the next time you come on.
Well,
you're a very honest guy.
Yeah, well, I've been single for like 4 months. I mean,
you've been playing the field. You've been playing the
so
field.
So he's been busy.
Yeah, right.
Over the last
threesomes, foursomes.
You've been very busy.
At the beginning was kind of tough, and then you know, and then after that, you know, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Sure, but you're not sitting at home on your own watching porn. Are we talking about very, very exciting sexual encounters with really beautiful celebrities, or are we talking about beautiful girls who aren't well known? That you've taken home handfuls of them.
This is why
Donald Trump.
This is why I need to come back. I got answers for you, man.
I can't wait to hear.
I got some serious answers for you. But look,
how old are you now?
I'm 26 now. My birthday was last month. Yeah, still
I'm
young.
It's not often I'm jealous of a guest.
Very young, hey?
Yeah, so there's still a lot to go, you know. I'm really not trying to rush into another relationship.
Sure.
I'm also trying to be careful because these hoes ain't loyal.
Right. And you don't want to end up being a blesser who has to pay for that.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and also I got to keep my standards.
Right. And it's important to be responsible. And,
yeah, exactly.
To stay healthy.
My buddy's trying to be your mother.
That's what I'm trying to say, you know. Look, let me put it this way. I got a lot of messages when off the blues I posted that post.
These girls don't waste time. Eh?
It's a straight away.
They're already sliding into your DMs hi, give me a call.
It's so disrespectful, right?
But you kept a couple of those messages.
I read some of them.
I mean, man to man, you're not going to delete them.
You what?
Keep your options open.
They were sent to me, so I should read them. It would be rude if I didn't read them.
What's the first thing you do? Do you check the profile pic? Because that's what I do.
That's what everyone does.
I check the grammar.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you a bit of a grammar Nazi?
Yeah, I need someone who's well-spoken, who can at least spell. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be a bit of an elitist.
You know what I'm saying? Like I say, you know. I don't want to pick you up. I want you to come to me.
Standards.
You know, I don't want you to be a liability, man.
Well, we will promote the hell out of your album. We'll play your song wherever we can, too.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you making it, even if it was in the last couple of minutes. Was traffic that bad?
Yeah, no, it was terrible. I didn't know that to get to you, because normally when I come this side, it takes me like 20 minutes.
Why didn't you bring the helicopter? I mean, what's wrong with you?
I left it. Oh, it's not fueled yet. My jet fuel people were late as well. They're stuck in traffic.
Listen, promise me you'll come back. We'll have a little more time.
Yeah, I promise me you're going to call me back soon because I was actually really looking forward to being here today.
We have good chats.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Ladies,
I do apologize for being late.
No, please don't beat yourself up about it. It happens. It's happened to me. It's happened to Mubs. We all get late. We all end up in trouble.
Please don't
worry. Okay. But women beware, he's out on the prowl and he's got very high standards. So don't think it's just going to happen.
Yeah, and you know, you can't just talk to me and think I'm gonna holler back, you know,
right?
Because you know,
damn straight.
You know, I also like to hunt.
Yeah, put them in.
I don't want to be hunted.
Right. Okay, there we go. You need to have the thrill of the chase.
Look, man. Look, I'm not gonna beat myself up for not being in a relationship that I was really emotionally invested in.
Uh-huh.
You know, I understand right now it's at a point where it probably won't get fixed. Well, it might get fixed, but I can't sit and be in depression. I need to live and enjoy my life. I'm only 26, man.
It's another chapter.
Yeah.
You've opened a new chapter in your life. It's very exciting.
Who knows? Me and you might you know.
What?
Go home with a couple.
Oh, right. We could have one of those parties they used to have in the 60s where there's just cushions all over and naked women.
Yeah, you know, a private party. Right.
In the grotto.
You know, I'll just check my inbox and see, okay, Gareth, which one you want?
I don't think we're even friends on Facebook.
Well, this is the right time.
All right, brother. Listen, it's very good to see you. Congrats on the career and how well that's going.
Mm-hmm.
If people don't know, you need to get on to iTunes. You can also go to Google Play. You can get the new album. It's called What a Relief. From K2.
Thank you very much. Very featuring nice. Big Star Johnson. It's got Kaz on it. It's got Cleo Ice Queen from Zambia.
No, we don't need all those people. We need you.
It's got me.
You better download this and you better get to know K2 if you don't already, because before you know it, you'll blink your eyes and he'll be in Miami.
My nigga.
It's still your thing, right?
Absolutely.
I remember you told me you want to end up in Miami.
And
big,
I want to ball out of control there.
Right. Friends like Pitbull and Diddy.
You know,
and
going in a suit, you know. You know, associate myself with the high life.
I love it, bro.
Yeah,
I love the ambition.
Thanks. I got dreams, man. I still need to achieve them.
You're on your way. I would back you completely. There are not a lot of rappers that I'd put money into, but I reckon you would be a good investment.
Yeah, well, I got Gareth's cosign.
There we
who
go.
Gets that?
Nobody just gets that.
Exactly.
All right, next time try to arrive on time.
Or just get
God
the helicopter.
Damn it.
Right. Yeah, next time I'll make sure it's fine.
Right, get out of here. Thank you, K2. We love
Thanks,
you, man.
Gareth.
And we'll catch up again soon. For those people who wanted to hear more, I promise you, and he's promised, he'll be back. And we'll play some of his music for you too. But we've got to wrap this up. We're out of here. Before I even close that up, I've got to do the unnews for you. So here's what you need to know. Sean Abrahams is very proud of himself right now. Yesterday he said, no senior government official will be above the law. Since then, he has received a document stating which senior government officials are in fact above the law, so he's going to be very busy today studying this. In other news, the Rand looks set for another pounding as the future of South Africa's finance minister becomes more and more uncertain. In a statement released yesterday, it says that it now knows what it's like to date Mike Tyson. That's the Rand.
Punch you in.
Tiger Woods' much anticipated comeback has been characterized by him being in and then out and then in and out, then in, then out of tournaments. So basically it's the same old Tiger we always knew. Just substitute tournaments for prostitutes and you've got the answer. All right, everybody, we will see you tomorrow. Have an excellent day and keep it on touchcentral.fm, cliffcentral.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is cliffcentral.com.